Possible side effects include loss of scalp and penis.
Salt Lake Soundcheck. If it's local,
if it rocks,
it's on K-Bear 101.
Salt Lake Soundcheck.
K-Bear 101.
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
Check on K-Bear 101, Utah's rock station. This is your 1 hour of local music right here, right now at 10 o'clock every Sunday night. I will be your big, bald, bearded, beautiful host.
So beautiful.
Corky for tonight's show. And with us tonight being Facebook Live guy, Hype Man 5000, the second banana to the Salt Lake Soundcheck, Adam Boss.
What it do, you sexy freaks. Thanks for listening in. Keep it cranked up. We got a lot of fun for you tonight.
Yes,
glad
we
to be
do.
Here.
Yes, we did. We had a lot of fun this weekend, huh, Adam?
I may or may not be hurting a little bit still.
We had a great time at the Royal on Saturday night. They had the School of Rock playing. They had a good fundraiser there for them. And I was lucky enough to win a wagon of whiskey.
Oh, what whiskey?
All kinds. All kinds. No, I know.
All brands?
I know what you're going to. I know what you're going to.
A plug?
You are, and you should do it.
I will do
but
it.
But what I'm saying is...
Oh, don't you get me wrong.
I can't believe, out of all the people who needs a wagon of whiskey, it's not me. I should have won that. But I did.
I disagree highly.
You need it too. Yeah.
Did you share it?
But well, I want to thank School of Rock for being out at the Royal and for everybody supporting the School of Rock. And if you need to donate or do anything with those guys, just look them up and do what you can for sure. They're it's a great organization. Those kids rocked, man. They were crazy cool. There was a kid on the bass saxophone. It sounded amazing. It's like.
Rad.
You know how you know the bass saxophone
style.
Sounds.
Yeah, like,
anyway.
That's rad.
All right. Well,
sounds just like a saxophone.
All right.
On the money, bud.
All right. Well, I need to thank Outlaw Distillery for sponsoring the show. OutlawDistillery.com, 552 West, 8360 South. Dez, do you want to do your part in the... you are also sponsored. Disengage
yes.
is also sponsored by Outlaw Distillery.
Oh, yeah, dude. Outlaw Distillery is like the best sponsors, and they push all these local metal bands like no other. Like,
yeah.
there's not another company that's gonna do what they're doing.
They just come out and push
us out
you.
With merch,
yeah.
and they get us on shows and lots of good advertisements. So, thanks Outlaw for supporting metal, and go support Outlaw. Get drunk for heavy metal. That's awesome.
They have gift cards there, so if you wanted to buy Adam and I a gift card, we sure would love that. I mean,
seriously, people,
I've got a wagon of whiskey.
You just beg for a
I might not need it right now,
yeah,
but you know, let's get to the wagon of whiskey first. Then you can give me a gift card. Anyway,
yeah.
we've got Disengaged in the studio tonight, and we have False Witness also, and you guys have something pretty cool going on coming up shortly. You guys are going on tour together?
Yeah, we're hitting the road on July 18th we're hitting 12 dates. They're hitting 5 of them.
Yeah, well, hey, that's still...
Yeah, dude, it's going to be
That's still going to be cool, yeah. So you have... where are you guys heading?
We're going... first we're hitting
Salt
Nevada.
Lake.
Salt Lake,
Provo.
We live here, man.
Well, I know. People want to know. July 18th, where can we see you guys tour?
July 18th at the Beehive.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day, we're going to be July 19th
City Limits.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're in Provo. And then we're going Las Vegas and...
Glendale, Tempe.
We're hitting... is that Tempe or Tempe?
Oh, it's Tempe, dude.
Tempe,
come
dude?
On. Yeah.
Come on, I don't Arizona.
It's Tempe, dude, Arizona.
Who Arizona's?
It's Tempe, dude.
Oh, okay, so... Sorry, dude. Amarillo, and then we're going back up through Des Moines, then hitting Denver.
You missed Mississippi.
Did I? We're not hitting Mississippi.
Oh, it says right there. Bubba Spins right there.
Oh, you messed up on the flyer.
Des Moines, Denver, and Colorado, and Fort Collins.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Missouri's M.O.
I know. I didn't do the flyer, though.
Oh, Missouri. Okay. Oh. Well, hey. It's not. They're not going to Mississippi, everybody. It's listening to Mississippi.
Yeah.
Go to Missouri instead.
Because all these people are going to be listening from Mississippi.
Yeah, right.
I know how big of a fan base we have
there. When are they coming to Mississippi? All right.
Obviously next month.
Well, let's go around the room and let's let everybody know who's in this room right now. Go ahead and say your name, what band you're in, and what you do in that band, and what song is your favorite song to get in the pit?
Ooh.
Your pit song.
Like
even your own song or any song that you're out there watching, your favorite pit song.
Cool, I dig. I'm Dez. I'm with Disengaged. I do lead vocals. My favorite pit song is Redneck by Lamb of God. Every time they're here, that's what I throw down to.
That's the one you wait for
get
in the pit.
I don't go harder than in that song.
And for people who are not watching Facebook, Dez has a vest on with about 3,200 spikes in them in the back.
Ah.
How many spikes do you have on the back of your vest?
3 billion.
Three billion.
I don't really know. It's somewhere like 40, 50. So I don't know.
He looks like a porcupine pretty much, a metal porcupine.
Yeah. I need to get more.
It's pretty cool.
To fill this whole spot.
That's pretty cool, man.
Thanks, man.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, next.
I am Tyler Gaiman. I play a guitar, I believe.
A guitar. Just one guitar.
Just one. I hope just one.
Okay.
One of those six strings. Yeah. We have a song called Sleepless, and it's got this dope breakdown section that the crowd loves, and it makes me love it, you know?
Right, but you can't really pit mosh in it. I mean, you could if you wanted to, but...
Oh. I tried. We tried once, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah,
and never again.
You missed some notes here and there. I get it. Yeah,
not just here and there, just everywhere.
All right, next.
All right, I'm Dylan, the Demon Dawes. I'm the drummer, and my favorite song is "Mass Grave."
Okay, we're gonna play that song tonight towards the end of the show. So hang out for that for sure.
Yeah.
Hey there, my name's Connor Whirling with False Witness. I play drums and scream. I'd probably say Redneck's one of my favorite songs to get into the pit with as well.
Yeah! So you have a mic at the drum set. They let you scream and stuff.
They let me scream. They don't let me talk to the audience. I'm not allowed to.
Don't talk to our fans, please.
Yeah, that's not my job. I can't do that.
All right.
I'm Ryan Hall. I play bass for False Witness. I'd have to pick Unholy Confessions by Avenged Sevenfold.
Ooh, all right. And they're coming actually to Bearfest August 28th with Prophets of Rage and 3 Days Grace. You don't have your tickets, go get them now for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll be in the pit for sure. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'll be partying.
Yeah. And then I'm McKay. I play guitar and do vocals in False Witness. And I'm also going to plug a Lamb of God song here.
Man.
Mine is Laid to Rest. That breakdown hits
okay.
hard.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
That's got to be in the pit for
so
that.
We all know the songs to mosh to.
Yeah.
We all know the songs we're going to meet you guys in the pit for.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Definitely.
And your tour's called Party in the Pit, right?
Oh, yeah, dude, because it's just a party at Disengage shows, man.
All right. Well, we'll have Soundcheck shout-outs coming up. We'll have Corky's Mom's to-do list. And right now, I want to play a band that has a show coming up on Friday the 13th at Liquid Joe's.
Oh, boy.
It's the 13th Punk or 13th Punk Rock Jamboree.
What band?
It's Life Has a Way.
Yeah!
Hi-Fi Murder, Knuckle Dragger, Suburban Hell Kill. I'm going to play some Life Has a Way right now just so you can know.
Yeah.
So you can now look at, and actually Dez is wearing a Life Has a Way hat tonight with his spikes, with his 3,200 spikes on his back of his jacket. Be careful, don't hug him. It's very dangerous. All right, it is Unity by Life Has a Way. Check them out Friday the 13th at Liquid Joe's. It's a Salt Lake Soundcheck on K-Bear 101.
Now back to Utah's Rock on K-Bear 101.
That's Life Has a Way, Unity right here in the Salt Lake Soundcheck, K-Bear 101. We have two bands in here tonight. It's extra special, extra fun, Disengaged and False Witness, the hosts of Party in the Pit Tour, starting July 18th and going through July 30th. So the whole 2 weeks of July, you're going to be gone, man.
Yeah, dude, it's great because I didn't want to work in July.
Well, there you go. You're going to be traveling the country, Salt Lake, Provo, Vegas, Glendale, Tempe, dude, and Amarillo, and then Des Moines and Colorado, and all that good stuff. It's going to be a fun little tour.
Yeah, dude, it looks really fun. We had a great crowd in Des Moines last time, so we thought, let's go back there for two nights.
Yeah. For two nights, dude.
They promised us a full room both nights, so I'm like, dude, I'll go play two nights there for a full room. That's great.
Do you have other local bands playing with you guys when you guys go to these other cities?
Yeah, we got full nights of each one.
Okay, cool. We got False Witness in here also, guys. Woo. What do you guys got to say about that?
We're excited to party in the pit.
Yeah!
We also have music from False Witness if you want to hear it. Do you want to hear it?
Dude, let's hear it.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, why are you stalling?
Well, because...
Seriously, get to work, Corky. Can we hear the song,
What I want to know is what this song is like all about, like war. It's like, is it about war?
No.
Is it about war in the pit?
It's very subtle.
It's very subtle. All right. Well, let's listen to it. Do you want to?
I'm totally down, dude. Okay. You're just teasing me now.
I know. That's what I do. I'm
you
a good tease.
I want to say words I can't say on the radio.
It is False Witness on the Salt Lake Soundcheck with War on K-Bear 101.
Smash!
business opportunity.
Scatter the masses, it's like workers' free classes to distract them from this new genocide. Burning power and politics, striking force behind a new age of heretics.
Gather your eyes, let the helpless die.
False Witness, War, on the Salt Lake Soundcheck, K-Bear 101. Man, I'm all fired up now.
Yeah!
I feel like I've been in the pit.
A party in the pit?
I felt like I was partying in the pit, but I was actually just dancing in the pit, like, you know, like John Travolta.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, doing that move.
People dance at parties all the time.
But, you know, I think it's elbows. Elbows have to go, not fingers in the air.
Yeah, it's elbows these days, yeah. Throw some bows.
Gotta do the you gotta throw the bows.
Throw your bows, you know.
Is that how you say it in the pit?
Throw them bows.
Hey man, throw your bows.
I mean, no, not like that.
Hey man, throw your bows.
It's time to throw your bows at the pit.
That's the little bit, the little wrong.
Okay, so you just do it. You don't announce it. Okay, man, I'm so confused.
And you're really only throwing bows if you're in like an aggressive stance of sorts, you know. You need to take a stand against somebody.
Well, you guys know all about the pit. It's Party in the Pit tour coming up July 18th, I believe, right? And the
oh yeah, it starts July 18th.
Yeah.
All the way
so
July 30th.
I'm coming to you guys for advice on the pit.
Cool, dude.
Adam Boss saw me in the pit the other day.
Man, cause I saw Corky first time ever in the pit at was it Butcher Babies?
Butcher Babies at the Depot.
Corky was. Yeah. I rolled up to the show. I got there a little late. Corky was in the pit rocking out, getting crazy, man.
Yeah, I came out of the pit and I ran right into Adam. He's like, Corky, you're in the pit.
What weird universe is this?
Hey, was I doing okay?
He was rocking, man. He was throwing your bows.
I was throwing bows.
I was throwing bows, man.
And I was announcing it too. I'm throwing bows, everybody. Watch out.
That's so great. Kind of sounds like you're throwing accessories around for people's hair.
Yeah.
Throwing bows. What was that?
It just sounds like you're throwing around accessories for people's hair. You know, throwing bows, hey, dude.
Do you need a bow? Okay, there you go.
There's Corky out in the pit throwing out accessories.
We've got Disengaged in the studio tonight, and you just heard False Witness with War on the Salt Lake Soundcheck. And Corky is here. Of course, I am here. And then also Adam Boss, Hype Man 5000.
So. What I do, people?
If you're wondering what's going on K-Bear 101, that's what's going on right now.
This is where the party's at.
Party in the pit.
Yeah!
And it's time, you guys. Do you know what time it is?
I don't know what time it is.
It is time for sound check shoutouts. That's right.
Ooh.
Local musicians, they have birthdays too. They're the people.
Musicians
just like,
are real people, everybody, people, okay? Real people.
Just like us.
We bleed. We cry. Well, some people cry. I don't cry. Other people cry. Whatever. It's not a big deal.
But they have birthdays just like us, and we call them sound check shout outs. It's only for local musicians.
Only.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you guys ready?
Totally ready.
You guys should help us out. I think you know, you've been here before, Des. You know how to do this. So, if you, I'll do the first one. You can see how it's done, and then you guys will catch on pretty quick, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay, so. Anthony Perry from the Spencer Nielsen Band.
Anthony?
You gotta help me out, man.
I was waiting for you.
Anthony!
Happy sound check shout out!
Okay, join in.
I was waiting for my signal, bro.
Join in.
Get the signal.
Join in.
You're gonna join in.
Not Mr. T. I always say Mr. in front of the first name for some reason. I don't know why. Like Mr. Kid or Mr. Adam. But Mr. T. His name's T from Betty Hates Everything, but it's not Mr. T because Mr. T is not in a band. It's just T, right?
I think we got it, Cork. I think we got it, bro.
I'm just trying to make sure you guys are clear.
Can you explain the joke?
Mr. T is not in Betty Hates Everything, but T is. So T.
Green T.
Happy soundcheck shout out. Also, we all know, and we all probably love him. It is Todd Lindley from
another beautiful bearded man. He's not quite bald, but he's got a good beard going on.
Yes. Yes. He's just the local guy. He manages rickshaw, means nothing. Parish Lane.
Also does a lot for the local Parish Lane. Does a lot for the local
right.
bands. Yeah,
so
for sure.
We're Todd. Happy sound check shout out. Thanks guys for helping me out. Disengaged, False Witness, and Adam Boss.
The
you guys are awesome.
The timing is weird. We're not used to it, doing music at all.
I know. You got to be in the pit to do that.
Yeah, throwing bows, dude.
Throwing bows, baby. We'll be back with more music. We're going to play some Swine of Descent.
Ooh.
And some more Disengaged. It's the Salt Lake Soundcheck right here on K-Bear 101.
So good, it's criminal.
Outlaw Distillery, locally owned and operated. Outlaw Distillery creates their spirits with personal care. Come tour the distillery, pick up a bottle at your local store, and visit outlawdistillery.com.
Outlaw Distillery. Some choice, it's criminal.
The Salt Lake Soundcheck. Playing as many of the best local artists as we can until they kick us out.
Oh, come on, where's your balls?
On K-Bear 101.
That's Swine of Descent right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck with Serpent Tongue on K-Bear 101. They are playing a show tomorrow night at Metro Music Hall with Ooh. Flesh God Apocalypse, Ooh. Founders of Ruin,
Lucky,
and Swine of Descent, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys say the lucky. Lucky. Lucky why?
Well, I mean, we had the opportunity to open for Flesh God Apocalypse, and that's a fun show.
Right.
And they got to do it. That's awesome.
That's great that they're on it, right?
Yeah. And playing with Founders of Ruin, another amazing local act.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a cool show.
We got to thank Outlaw Distillery for sponsoring our show tonight, the Salt Lake Soundcheck, 552 West, 8360 South, outlawdistillery.com. We all love them. We all drink them. It's Adam Boss's favorite my coffee rum. It's his
sure.
favorite.
Coffee sure. rum, yum, yum. Good in the morning, good at night. Always a delight. I also maybe found a new one tonight that I like a lot. This double rice is pretty good.
Bourbon whiskey is pretty good, yes.
Don't mind at all.
Yes, yes, yes.
We'll try it when we get out of here, maybe.
Yes, let's get it out of here and let's try it for sure.
No, it's not in. It's not in here. We're going to go out and get some. Yeah, we're going to go out and get it.
We're going to go out and get it. Disengaged is in the studio tonight with False Witness, and they're going on tour together. It's the Party in the Pit.
Party in the Pit.
Throwing bows, baby. Throwing bows.
Throw those bows. Girls need to tie back their hair. And some of these guys these days, you see, they listen to the rock and roll music. They got the long hair. Need to tie them back with some bows.
We got to make sure Todd Lindley. We got to make sure, yeah. Adam Boss, that Todd Lindley started the pit at Butcher Babies, just so we all know that. Okay. And everyone understands.
Yes.
Because I did. I threw a bow at him to start it up. And he like went ahead and started it up. I go, dude.
Once you throw that first bow, it's on. It's go time, bro. It's go time.
I did. I threw the first bow. Hey, Todd, I threw the first bow.
And Todd was like, it's on. Let's go. Let's throw bows, bro. Let's throw bows, bro. Let's get it on.
I was afraid to start running into people and like, what's Corky doing? What's he doing? I wanted Todd to do that first. And then
did you eat paint chips when you were a kid?
Why would Corky start running into people out of nowhere?
I don't know. It was great, though. I was really proud of you.
But hey, Todd, I threw the first bow.
I heard Corky started the pit. I'm pretty sure it was Corky.
Des, come on. Don't start controversy now.
I'm on this side, man.
I mean, you did throw the first bow.
Technically, you started it.
All right. Well,
he's a bow throwing foo.
Love you, Todd. Good work, man.
I want someone to start a band called Throwing Bows or something like that.
Yeah, it'd be great.
That'd be a great band name, don't you guys think?
I think so. I think we need to make shirts for this tour.
Yeah.
Let's bow down.
Let's just do a super group of our two bands, and it'll be called Throwing Bows.
Throwing Bows.
Corky on guest vocals.
And there'll be all these girls with their hair down. They're like, I want a bow.
Yeah. And handfuls dudes. Of bows. Throwing them out. Ba, 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 ba.
All right.
We've gone deep.
Oh, jeez.
What have I done?
So you guys have new music coming up. You guys are working, well, after your tour, of course, you're going to go back to the studio and start working on new music, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
We got a full-length album we're working on, 12 tracks.
So Disengaged has a new album coming out.
Disengaged has got a new album coming out. We are not sure when it's coming out, but we're hoping to hop in the studio just as soon as we get back.
Okay, how about False Witness? Are you guys working on stuff?
Yeah, we are. We're actually headed into the studio on August 11th. We're going to be banging out a single. That's going to be the first one for our upcoming full-length album.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's going to be pretty sweet. Keep your eyes open.
How many albums do you guys have?
So we have one EP, and then this will be our third full-length.
Okay.
Album.
Oh, wow. So you have four.
Yeah. So we've got four releases, I guess.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
So we're on Spotify, too, iTunes.
Okay. Yeah, let's know where we can find it all. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Are we sure on that number? Because we were going over numbers earlier, and are we sure that that's the right number on this time?
What were you saying, Connor?
Also, can they say 17? Banging out a single on the radio?
Yeah, they sure can. Can we say throwing bows? Because I think we can.
If we're considering unreleased material, we have 12 albums.
According to Connor.
You guys are amazing.
Well, good. Good, good. For you guys. So we got another song from Disengaged coming up right now. It's Mass Graves.
Yeah.
Nice.
And this is the one that you, Dylan, right? This is your favorite mosh song from you guys.
Definitely.
It's my favorite. But you can't really mosh while you're playing on the drums.
No, but the pit goes pretty crazy.
Yeah. It's definitely my favorite song live to watch people. Yeah.
During your set. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This one's great. It's one of our favorites. It's about the heavy metal brotherhood, and that's what we're here for,
I'm getting my bows ready.
Yeah, get your bows ready.
My bows ready.
Loosen them up. It's time for the mass grave, man.
It's awesome.
We'll have Corky's mom's to-do list after this if you can survive the bows.
About to get bloodied up with a bunch of bows.
I love this. It's Disengaged with Mass Grave right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck. K-Bear 101.
Nothing more by any means, unpredictable and obscene. Rebel against the world, unchained, unfold, leaving these chains behind. All in due time, only together will we die.
Disengaged right here in the Salt Lake Soundcheck. K-Bear 101. It is Corky and Adam Boss, Hype Man 5000 with Disengaged and False Witness.
What it do, what it do.
Did you even say that today? You didn't even say that in the intro, did you?
I did.
Did you?
I did.
Okay. Did you say sexy freaks too?
I did.
Okay, good.
That's my new thing.
We're having so much fun, I forgot.
I love all you sexy freaks listening in. And so the boys out here. They're about ready to go do, yeah, they're banging out singles.
They're partying.
They're throwing bows. It's getting wild up in here.
Disengaged are in the studio with us, and also False Witness. So thanks for being here, you guys.
Thank you, dude.
Thanks for hanging out with us and sharing some music with us. And thanks for making music for the Salt Lake scene, man.
Dude, anytime. Thank you for supporting the scene and bringing the good music to the people.
That's what we do, man. We love the music and, you know, we love the scene. So keep supporting the scene, everybody. And keep listening to the Salt Lake Soundcheck. Keep checking out Disengaged. Keep checking out False Witness. It's going to be awesome. If you keep doing that, you're going to have a good life.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have something good to listen to, even if you have a crappy life. So,
and you have a chance to throw some bows.
Yeah, you can throw bows at whoever you want.
Yeah, if it's a mosh pit, I mean, you can start a mosh pit anywhere as long as the music's playing.
Grocery store.
Grocery store, yeah. Wherever.
Nursery.
In your car by yourself. Throw bows. Get crazy.
Throw bows.
It don't matter.
Throwing bows. All right. It is time, you guys, for some Clutch.
Ooh.
You guys like Clutch?
Hell yeah. Clutch is great.
Well, it's not that time yet. This is the music for Corky's mom's to-do list. That's right. Corky's mom makes a list of things, concerts, events, things for me to do during the week. And I'm going to do it, damn it. You know why?
Because you never disappointed Corky's mom.
I never throw bows at my mom.
Never throw bows at your mom.
No,
ever. That's the one place
respect
you never throw bows.
Your mom.
Yeah.
Always respect your mom. You right. Lightly hand her a bow.
This is why I do what I do.
Sweet. That's right. She tries to support the local scene. She goes out every time, every week. She gives you a list of stuff
to do.
She's
there.
She's here for us. You be there for her, people.
She's here for us.
Okay?
She looks on the internet. She looks what's going on. Hey, you should go to this show. Hey, you should go to this show. So I write it down.
Your mom is rad.
I know.
Dude.
She's pretty cool.
Sissy, don't piss her off, though.
Don't piss her off, though. You wouldn't like her when she's angry.
Go to the shows, people. So no one has to die.
Tomorrow night. Monday night at Metro Music Hall. Flesh God Apocalypse, Founders of Ruin, and Swine of Descent. Go check it out. It's going to be a great, great show. Disengaged are kind of bummed they're not on it. But they got a whole tour to get ready for, so there you go.
Yeah, dude, it's cool, man. We're you know,
they're kind of jealous, actually.
Super jelly. Like jam.
Also on Tuesday at Kilby Court, Sarah Longfield with Nick Johnson.
Whoa, I don't know who that is.
Jeffrey Steck and Rich Wagstaff. It's gonna be an awesome acoustic guitar show. Like,
ooh.
You know how they do that.
Sarah Longfield is a dope guitarist.
Right.
She's dope.
The guitarist knows who it is. That's good.
And Nick Johnson is amazing too. He does all the stuff on the guitar. You know how he plays the drums on the guitar and he does all
the
picking
and
the slapping and the thingy. I don't know what it's called. It's Nick Johnson style. That's what I call it.
It's called guitar smacking.
On Thursday at Leatherheads, don't miss this one. Faster Pussycat with the Pedestrians. So make sure you get your tickets right now because that's going to be a good show.
The Pedestrians?
Pedestrians.
Ped?
Bipedal?
Ped.
Pedestrian.
Like foot.
Like to walk.
Ped means foot.
Yeah.
I think we got it.
Bro.
I think we got it.
Okay. Well, and Faster Pussycat. You want to dissect that one? I'll go ahead and dissect that one with you.
Faster as a
quicker? We got time. Let's see what you wrote.
No, I do not want to dissect that one. So go get Faster Pussycat. They're always a good time for sure. And then on Friday the 13th, at Liquid Joe's, it's the 13th Punk Rock Jamboree.
Dude, I'll be there.
With That's Life as the Way, Hi-Fi Murder, Knuckle Dragger, Suburban Hellkill. Yeah. Also, next Sunday at 7 o'clock, Unreal Concerts. They will have Morgan Whitney performing live on the internet. You can stream it live. Unrealconcerts.com.
Anywhere you go, 7 p.m. Get over there. Check it out.
Morgan Whitney's amazing.
It's gonna be awesome.
She has a great, great
talent,
voice.
Beautiful.
Great talent. And if you want to be a part of it, any band can be a part of it.
If you want to check it out,
hit
look at the boys on
Unrealconcerts.com. Unrealconcerts.com. If you want to be a part of it, it's free to participate, it's free to watch, and it's streamed all over the world.
It's awesome little setup. So it's a good time, and it's a lot of fun. We're trying to get those boys going. They're bringing in some big acts. If you want to be part, like Corgi said, hit the boys up, get over there, go jam. You get yourself put out to the world. So
Outlaw Distillery gets some love. 552 yeah. West, 8360 South, outlawdistillery.com. Thanks for supporting
love
the local
outlaw
scene, the metal scene, and the Salt Lake Soundcheck. And then also,
and me and Corky's thirsty.
One more to go. Next to Rock is happening right now. If you're a band and you think you're going to be the next rock stars, go ahead and sign up on kbear.com. Go check out Next to Rock. Get your band involved with this competition. I believe Jonathan Davis from Korn is one of the judges that will judge you. He will judge you. If you want to be judged by Jonathan Davis from Korn, then get in this competition.
I got to tell you, hearing about it, I'm coming undone. That's what I got to say.
Good one. That was awesome.
This is a twisted transistor.
All right. KBear.com for all the information for Next to Rock. And go check out all those
Something
shows.
Just takes a
Don't
part,
make Corky's
dude.
Mom mad. Don't make her mad. It is the Salt Lake Soundcheck right here on KBear 101.
Playing the best indigenous rock for more than a decade. Salt Lake Soundcheck, Utah's local rock station. KBear 101.
It is the Salt Lake Soundcheck right here on KBear 101. It is Corky. It is Adam Boss. Hype Man 5000 right here with us.
And what it do, you sexy freaks?
And Disengaged and False Witness. We've got another song from False Witness that we want to talk about. And you guys have a show. Actually, you're going on tour with Disengaged on July 18th. But then you break off and you kind of come back and do your own show. Talk about that show that you're doing here July 23rd, I believe it is.
Yeah, so we're with Disengaged through the 22nd, which we're super excited about. And then we unfortunately have to break off. And we're doing a hometown show on the 23rd in Logan. And it's at a new venue called The Cash. We're going to be playing with 7 Second Memory and a band called Far From that's here in Salt Lake as well. So we're pretty excited about it.
So at The Cash in Logan on July 23rd.
Yes. Okay. It's good. I think tickets are like $8 or something.
Hey,
so
that's a great deal to throw bows.
So
that's a good price for throwing bows, I gotta tell you.
Can you really put a price on throwing
You can't
bows?
Really throw
No, you can't. You can't like, really. I've paid a lot of money to throw bows, dude.
There's a You guys are working on new music. And we have another song that we want to play called Still Standing. Do you guys want to talk about that a little bit? Tell us about the process or what it's about or all that good stuff.
For sure. So we write our last album is All Becomes Black. It's we kind of took a darker turn down for like lyrics and stuff. And so this is kind of our uplifting metal jam.
Oh,
I guess,
okay.
If you could say it. It's about perseverance.
You survived.
Yeah, it's about not sitting down no matter how badly you want to, you know. Okay. You're in the pit throwing bows.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, Dez?
Oh, yeah, dude. Throw those bows. Don't ever stop.
And do it with a smile. Everybody likes a smile. Yeah. Yeah. Throw them bows throw with bows a big smile.
With a smile, for sure.
Beautiful.
All right. Well, let's listen to some False Witness with Still Standing. Have fun on your tour, you guys.
Hey, thank you
so much.
It's
going to be awesome.
Yeah, thank you, dude.
We'll be back with more after the song. We're going to say thank you to everybody, and we're going to have some love. We're going to be throwing some bows.
Love time throwing bows.
Yeah.
Love bows.
Right before the, right after the song here. So here it is, you guys. False Witness, Still Standing, right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck, K-Bear 101. We'll be right back. That is still standing by False Witness right here in the Salt Lake Soundcheck, K-Bear 101. What was that guitar, or not guitar part, the drum part at the end? Was that you going...
That was actually something our producer, Pablo, with Chelsea Grin, actually came up with that part when we were working on it.
It's a good ending. I like it. It's kind of
He's kind of a badass. if he gives you a suggestion, they kind of sometimes you go like, all right, yeah, let's check that out. Let's try that out.
Hey, he's a badass. Yeah. He's a badass. All right. It's time to say thank you. It's time to say goodbye. It's time to start throwing bows.
Throw those bows
at those people who you love in the pit.
Love them.
So let's go around the room and say thanks to whoever you want to say thanks to. If you want to start, Dez, you sure can.
Cool. First, I just want to start off with our biggest thank you, which has got to be Outlaw Distillery. They've helped us more than anyone lately. I just love those guys. Thank you big time. Thanks to all of our fans and everybody who's been helping me book this tour, because it is not easy to book a tour on your own. So these people have definitely helped me. Yeah, I think that's all I got. And also, the local Battle Axe Warriors chapters helped me a lot with this booking.
So okay.
That too.
Oh, man. I'm on the spot. Dez really nailed it right there.
Okay, you're good.
But thanks to my wife for putting up for my BS there.
What's your wife's name?
Her name's Emily. She's awesome. We got a 3-year-old. She's a pain in the ass. Nice. But, you know, she takes care of
them. A 3-year-old's a pain in the ass?
Oh, believe it or not. Yeah. Anyways, yeah.
Is a 3-year-old throwing bows in the crowd?
Oh, dude, she throws fists. She doesn't throw bows. She's throwing fists. All right. Dude, right in the eye.
All right, thank you for my wife, my fans, and friends.
There you go. You got to do that.
Don't be too excited about that.
No.
It's part of me and my band. You know, I've started it for almost 10 years now, so.
You're good.
It means a lot to me.
Okay. Hey, all right. Next.
I'd like to thank my wife, Kiara, for actually forcing me to try out and join this band and push us to where we've been, and for putting up with me and always doing band stuff, and to my family for supporting me. It means a lot.
Awesome.
I'd like to thank my family and all of our supporters that come out to our shows. I thank my girlfriend, Ivy. Love you.
Sounds like I'm thanking my girlfriend as well.
You better.
Yeah, Jocelyn Wellings.
No, I feel bad.
She's pretty sweet. And I just want to say thanks to Dez for putting this thing together. It's been awesome working with you guys.
Thank you for joining us.
Have you been
masterminding this whole tour? Did you get this all together?
Yeah, I started her all up, but it's definitely a big team effort here.
Yeah, awesome. It's been awesome.
Well, good. Congrats on the tour. Hope you have a great time.
Thank you.
It's what it's all about, man.
It's all about partying in the pit. That's what it's about.
All about partying in the pit. Not partying in the USA.
Bows and bows.
Bows and bows.
They're hitting the road. Let's see. I'll come out, throw your bows for them.
Yeah, yes.
Come out to the Beehive July 18th and throw some bows.
Throw some bows. I got to thank Outlaw Distillery for being our sponsor. OutlawDistillery.com. 552 West, 8360 South.
They take care of all the local musicians. They do so much for the local scene.
They do.
Go out, check it. You're going to love it. Go out, check it out.
The crazy thing is they're a local distillery. They're a local distillery. They do everything local. So, I mean, it's just everything's local.
Everything local.
Down to the product they make it with.
It makes sense.
All locally grown.
It makes sense that they're a big supporter of the local scene. So,
oh, yeah, definitely.
So thank you, Outlaw Distillery. And thanks to you for listening to the Salt Lake Soundcheck every Sunday night at 10 o'clock.
We love you all very much.
We want to see you out there.
Corky, I would like to thank myself.
Yes.
For being the world's greatest hype man.
Let's not forget that.
You guys are very welcome that I'm here, and we'll see you next week.
Hype Man 5000 is in the house, and he is out. He is out.
Best part of the show, man.
Got bows!
What?
Throw them bows.
All right. Well, thanks, you guys, and we will see you next week at 10 o'clock right here on K-Bear 101. Good night, and good luck.
Good luck to you, sir.
Throw them bows.
Throw them.
Throw them all week long. K-Bear 101.
K-B-E-R.
Salt Lake City, Ogden Pro.
I listen at work.
Utah's rock station, K-Bear 101.
They play the music you want.
K-Bear 101.